Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That's what's up. That is what's up. So... fingers crossed, we are not on the air.
I'm going to triple check.
On one of the... No, I'll just, I'm let's wait confident. And see. Okay, let's just wait and see.
Let's just all behave ourselves.
Okay?
Yep, let's be aware.
The texts and the emails will start if we are inadvertently somehow on the air on one of the stations. So, anyway. But welcome, everybody. Buzz 24-7. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I know you know who he was. He is no longer with us, but I'm talking about one of the greatest comedians in the history of comedy, George Carlin. I grew up listening to George Carlin records, and he had an album out called AM/FM. I don't know if you remember it, Kelly. I remember
Carlin little bits and his swearing bit and stuff. I always loved it.
Was it face-offs and put-ons? Oh, yeah, he said the seven dirty words, and... he was one of those comics, I think he was the first comedian on Saturday Night Live. He was legendary, and he was a cerebral comic, and he was, this album, AM/FM, had a radio show. And, dude, did I love that record. And I have to say, it kind of influenced me, in the sense that was part of the reason I wanted to do radio. It's because of that comedy album. It was great, got to see him a couple of times. I don't know if Scotty, you were here then. We had him on the air a few times.
Oh, I think I remember talking to him.
He got a little angry with me once because I called it his comedy. I asked a question about his comedy. He says, "Not my comedy, it's my art." And I was like, "Whoa!" But it's George Carlin.
Can it be both?
Yes, it can be. But he was kind of making a point, and that's how he was. He was even though he was a comedian, he was a pretty serious guy. So anyway, there's a documentary coming out Friday night and Saturday night on HBO, and his daughter, Kelly, is going to join us in just a few minutes, got to be tough, because I think she's done stand-up.
I was going to say, is she a comedian? Because I would just say, yeah.
She does a lot of stuff. I think she's done radio, too, actually. She's done radio, she's done stand-up, and all kinds of things. Also, we're going to have Cooking on a Budget coming up in just a little bit. So far, no texts or emails about being on the air on any of the stations, which is good.
Yes.
Everything looked the way it should look today.
Yeah, a little scary day. If you missed it, what we're talking about, go back and listen to the 24/7 from yesterday, and you'll hear how we almost lost our jobs. No joke. Okay? Not funny. Don't joke about
no.
it.
No.
Kayla doesn't want to hear.
It makes me angry because I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of, once I was done being scared, I was angry that I couldn't...
Figure out
why.
And neither could anybody else.
Right.
That's the thing.
But that makes me nuts. Yeah. I was having a problem sometimes going to bed and gritting my teeth. So I read somewhere that, before you go to bed, try to, lay in bed, and just before you go off, find three or four things that, were good about your day. So you end on a good note.
Yeah.
And one of them was...
I didn't get
Thank
fired.
Thank you. We didn't get fired.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. All right. We're going to go to the phones. And Kelly Carlin is going to be joining us, daughter of the legendary comedian George Carlin. HBO's George Carlin's American Dream Parts 1 and 2, Friday and Saturday night on HBO. And I think Kelly is with us. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Kelly.
I am.
How are you?
Good. I'm great, Greg. I'm
Excellent.
Great. How are you today?
I'm very well, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I was just telling, we got Kelly, Roadkill, Laura, and Kayla here up in New England, and I was telling him how much your dad meant to me. I'm a 60-year-old guy. I've been doing radio for a long time, and I cut my teeth on his records. And, I know you've probably heard that your entire life, but I always thought the highest of him as a comedian and as a human being. So it's nice to have you on the show.
Oh, nice to be here.
So this special, all right, tell me a little bit about this special. Is it like a full-on biography piece? Is it a look at how he made his art? What's about the special on HBO this weekend?
So it's a documentary. It's two parts, directed by Judd Apatow, who also did the Gary Shandling documentary.
Yeah.
And so it is from birth to death. And it covers, you know, both his personal life and his origin story and the things that made him human. You know, you get to see him as a husband and a father and a son and a brother, and but also as an artist, finding his voice. So you really get to go on the long ride with him in his career, you know, discovering himself, figuring out how to do it, the many different evolutions that he had within himself that, you know, ended up we all seeing through his work. So you get a real feel for that. Plus, you get a real feel for the impact he had on the culture, the impact he had on other comedians. You know, you get the 360 on George Carlin. You know, he was a comic who did not talk about his inner life, did not talk about his personal life on stage.
Right.
And so I think fans will be excited to learn about him as the human being and to see that, yes, he's a legend. Yes. We all think he's the smartest guy in the room and the genius, but he's also a human being that struggled with addiction and mental health issues and physical health issues. You know, our family found our way through all of that.
And so the story obviously is, I'm sure, a difficult one at times, but he was like the guy, I think I'm saying this myself personally, he's got to be the most successful, what I would call counterculture comedian. You know, he challenged things. He was an observational guy. He'd noticed the stupid little things about the human, you know, the humanness of everybody. But then he also challenged with, like, with important topics, too. And I always found that to be interesting. I saw him three times, and there was one time where I think he just wanted to make the audience uncomfortable. And that was part of the evolution that was George Carlin. That's what made him so fascinating. So I'm very interested in seeing this. Roadkill has a question. Kelly Carlin on the phone.
While doing this, what did you learn about him?
Ah, great question. You know, I learned a couple of interesting things. Well, first of all, there's a lot of archival footage that I'd never seen before, so that's always blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of little career things. You'll see an interview with Tony Orlando, which is revelatory, a little bit about my dad and his struggle kind of in the 70s to find his audience after the big, you know, kind of rock star early 70s thing that happened to him. But there's also a lot of audio stuff where you get to hear his thinking and his kind of, you know, his personal processing on his approach to stuff, which I always find interesting because I didn't have a lot of conversations with my dad about stuff like that. There's nothing like big that I learned,
yep.
But I did, you know, I always, you know, I love being inside of his head a little bit and hearing him kind of work things out. So, but people, you know, if you're a fan, you'll discover a lot of new stuff about it.
So Kelly, I mean, obviously it wasn't all roses at home, right? Basically the struggles that he went through, obviously.
Yeah.
How did they affect you? And I know that you've done stand up, you do stand up. How did it affect you and help shape you into the human being you are today?
Yeah, I don't do stand-up.
Oh.
I'm a storyteller, more like Spalding Gray.
Okay.
I did a solo show,
okay.
a storytelling solo show, and I wrote a memoir called A Carlin Home Companion.
Okay.
Don't do stand-up. Too terrifying to do stand-up.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay.
I tried it once in a class. You know, that was it.
Okay.
But it affected me a lot. I was an only child. My mother struggled with alcoholism pretty severely. She almost died from it. And then my dad and my mom both got into cocaine in those mid-70s years. So there were some dark days. And as an only child, you know, trying to keep the peace, it's tough. And I know a lot of us can relate to this.
Yep.
This is why, I told my own story through the memoir, but also why Judd wanted to tell this part of his story in the documentary is because, you know, we're all struggling with something.
Right.
And even the people you think aren't struggling and are like, have their stuff together and, you know, and they're perfectionists and all of that.
Yeah.
We're all humans. We're all just trying to walk each other home, as Ram Dass used to say. And I think it's important because we're finally talking about mental health in the culture, which is yay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about addiction in new ways in the culture too.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's important that we find each other and see that we are not alone and that, there is a way through these things and the Carlins make their way. We make our way through this.
George Carlin's American Dream.
No,
it's going to be 8 o'clock. There's two parts, 8 o'clock on Friday night and then 8 o'clock again on Saturday. Kelly Brown, question.
Kelly, was he tight with any other comedians or entertainers, people, best friends that he would hang out with?
No, he did not hang out with people. He was a writer. He worked at home. He wrote all the time, or he was with family. Did not hang out with comedians. Called comedians, checked in on them, you know, but was not a guy who hung out. Never hung out. We were just talking about this yesterday. Wow. Not his style. He was an introvert.
It's funny because, you know, he was never a goofy comedian. Like, when you watch George Carlin, it wasn't like, I'm just going to roll with it. It was a process, and it was an art form. It really was, because there wasn't like back and forth with the audience. It was a stream of mind that it was prepared. And, you know, I was telling the guys before you came on, Kelly, one of the times that I interviewed him, I brought up a question and I phrased it. I asked a question about his comedy, and he corrected me. And he said, "It's not my comedy, it's my art." And I was like, "Whoa,
yeah,
okay."
Yeah.
He was a serious guy.
Yeah. And he came to that position later in his career, yeah. You know, really in like 92 when he did Jammin'. Mm-hmm. He really shifted and saw that it was an art form for him. But if you catch some of his live shows in the early 70s, he was a rambler. He was dealing with the audience. He was talking. He was going down, you know, all sorts of rabbit holes. He had a slightly different style, still trying to do the, you know, kind of the essays and the bits and the chunks on stage.
Right.
But he definitely, in his later years, it became much more presentational, for
right.
sure. Yeah.
I want to ask this question, and it's personal, and you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but were you guys okay at the end?
Oh, really okay. At the end, yes.
Okay, good.
We were, and there's an actual real beautiful story about it in the documentary,
okay.
So
right.
it'll touch your heart.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy to hear, so can't wait to see it.
And we were great.
Good.
We were great.
That's good to hear. I'm glad, and I'm looking forward to it as a longtime fan. Thank you for sharing that story with us in the documentary on HBO and with us here today. We really appreciate it, Kelly. All the best to you.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
You're welcome. Take care. I was nervous to ask that question. You know, because did you patch it up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was ugly. It's funny about comedians, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't mean their life's not all clouds and rainbows.
Maybe they're not the most social people.
Yeah, I mean they spend a lot of time alone, looking inward, and all that stuff, and it can be tough. Scotty, you know what it's like.
Yes.
I say you are the comedian on the show. Right?
I am. Yes.
And you would rather be alone.
Doesn't like people. Doesn't really want to associate with anybody. Doesn't have friends. Doesn't want to have anybody over. I mean that's.
Oh my God.
That's pretty much you right there. Okay, well, there's a half number one. Laura, are you ready?
I'm ready.
To deliver to the people the money-saving advantages of cooking on
this
a budget.
Hard.
Okay?
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
There you go.
Attention shoppers, welcome to the store. I would like to tell you we have a special on Dole Pineapple today, shoppers. Go friggin' crazy and get Hawaiian shoppers with Dole Pineapple. Stop on by aisle number 2 and talk to our fourth year associate, Kelly Brown. He's wearing a Girl Scout uniform, shoppers. I don't know why, and I ain't asking. Kelly's a guy who shows up a lot of times to work, hammered toy. Just gotta stay away from his shoppers. He kinda stinks today, too. But he's a good kid. He tries to do the right thing. So see Kelly get some Dole Pineapple. Over there at aisle number 7, shoppers, in the motor oil. It's something about he likes to rub it on his nipples, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
He came to us from the Barrington store. He got transferred. He touched somebody where they weren't supposed to touch him. But he's with us here today. Scott McMullen, shoppers. Right. He's a 7th-year associate. He's been here 1 month. I don't think he's going to last another week. And down at aisle number 14, shoppers, where the bananas are, because she's banana shoppers. She's so freaking bananas. She's a 27-year associate, and nobody knows cooking on a budget better than Laura J. Boyce, shoppers.
I will say cooking on budget is very hard recently. And if you go to the store, you're going to realize that your bills are going up.
She's so angry about the price of groceries.
I'm not the only one. The prices are soaring, and it's hard to find a deal. These are the best ones I could find, though. So, Greg, your food of the week, head over to Shaw's with your 4U app and get your salmon fillets because they're $7.97 a pound.
We talking Atlantic? We talking farm-raised? What Atlantic. Are we talking? Atlantic? Good. Yeah. Okay.
Kelly, your beer sales of the week, we've just had to face it. $13.99 on 12-pack. Yeah. If you can get one cheaper, then good for you. Sam Adams, Blue Moon, Harpoon, Corona, Heineken, Stella Artois, and then you have all your seltzers and Line and Googles, all still $13.99 for your 12-packs at Market Basket. Roadkill, your sweet of the week. Head over to Market Basket and get your cake donuts. I know you love cake. I know you love donuts. Combine them and you can get a 4-pack, $2.99, plain chocolate and honey dipped. Now, Kayla had to scoot out, but her picky food sale of the week, I know she loves Cheez-Its. If you head over to Shaw's with your For You app, you can get Cheez-Its or Cape Cod chips or Cheez-It Puffs, which I brought in here one time for the boys to try, and it was $1.67 right now. They limit you to 3 boxes, but that's a good deal for your Cheez-Its.
Nice.
Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. Boneless sirloin tips or the family pack marinated sirloin tips, $7.99 a pound. You know, usually in the summertime, especially around Memorial Day, they'll try to lower it to like $5.99 a pound for us. Just don't see it happening. So stock up on steak when it's at this price. Split chicken breast, 99 cents a pound. Your grab-and-go Atlantic salmon there is $7.99 a pound. The grab-and-go is when they put it in at Hannaford. They'll put that with some like asparagus or green beans and a little side for you, which isn't bad. Your raspberries and blackberries are two for $4. Your assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Your red, orange, yellow peppers or seedless cucumbers, 99 cents a pound. And your whole Angus tri-tip sirloin, $6.99 a pound. 80% lean ground beef patties there, $3.99 a pound. Now you can go over to Aldi. Aldi, what I loved, you know, for so long is their milk was always cheap. I could always find the cheap chicken breast. And it's like, you went in there, milk was $3 for a gallon. Oh, I love the days when it was $1.87, but this last year is crushing me. And the
bills. Crushing!
Mangoes, 69 cents each. Roma tomatoes, they're $1.29 a pound. Papaya, 99 cents a pound. Vidalia onions, you can get a 2-pound bag for $1.99. Your fancy dates, $4.99, and I love my spicy, sweet dates. You stuff them with like chorizo sausage.
Scotty so used good. To rave about his spicy dates. No. I think you have to tell me all about them.
I think I made him
now
try
them. Now only one woman gets to enjoy them.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Drum, $6.89 a pound. St. Louis pork spare ribs, $2.99 a pound. Now we can head over to Shaw's, where Shaw's used to kill me in the piggy bank. But some of the best sales are going to be at Shaw's this week. If you go there with your
filler.
They did. I mean, yes, you would only buy the things that were on sale. But right now, I'd go there for anything. For You sales. This is when you need the app. Your boneless chicken breasts or chicken thighs, only $1.97 a pound. 3 pounds or more, they limit you to 2 packages. But buy that and then buy your freezer bags and divide them up on how it's just worth it. You need it at this price. And we told you about the salmon fillets for Greg. Also, your General Mills cereal and your Go-Gurts, $1.47, limit you to 4. Cape Cod potato chips and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, like I told you for Kayla, $1.67. Cabot butter, you can get for $1.47, limit you to 2. And your Pepsi 12-pack or 8-pack bottles, 3 for $11.97. You have to buy all 3. Okay, other deals there at Shaw's. For 97 cents a pound, you can get your red, yellow, orange, green peppers, your cucumbers, your mangoes, baby carrots, russet baking potatoes, Vidalia onions, sweet potatoes, green beans, zucchini, yellow squash, eggplant, and plum tomatoes, all 97 cents a pound, which is a great deal. Your Dole salad blends, already made for you salads, 2 for $5. Your beef eye or round roast or top round London broil steak, $2.97 a pound. I remember the days when it was $1.99 a pound.
Back in the good old days.
Last year. Lay's potato chips or kettle chips, $1.99. Must buy 3. Limit you to 3. Your signature selector Sugardale spiral ham, 99 cents a pound. Your ballpark meat franks, buy one, get one free. And your Ben & Jerry's or Breyers ice cream or your Klondike novelties, roadkill, hint, hint, wink, wink. I know you like Klondike bars. Buy 2, get 2 free. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. Shady Brook, 93% lean ground turkey, $3.69. Your fresh half chickens, $2.99 a pound. Picnic pork shoulder, $1.29 a pound. Cut seedless watermelon, only 69 cents a pound. They're doing a lot of deals for the Memorial Day weekend. They have your Ken's dressings, your sweet baby Ray's, your sticky fingers barbecue sauce, all on sale. Also, your 3-pound salads, your potato, coleslaw, and macaroni salad that they make there in the deli at $6.29, and your Doritos, Tostitos, and Cape Cod chips, 2 for $6 there at Market Basket. Ideas for cooking this week, creamy lemon chicken recipe and an Asian noodle salad. All the recipes and your sales, as good as I can get them.
I would go with the Asian noodle salad, by the way.
Oh, I like
give
that.
Give it a choice. And I take the creamy chicken, too. I'm just saying, the Asian noodle salad, I'm a fan. I can't even say it, but it's Asian noodle salad.
Yeah, it sounded good to me.
Mandarin oranges in there.
You can add those in. This does not have that, but right. You can add them in.
Thank you, Laura. Nicely done. All that information she wrote down for you is at morningbuzz.com. Check on Laura's page. That about does it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to saunter off into the great good night. We will see you tomorrow morning at 5:30. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.